In a world with new and unforeseen viruses, imagine coming home after school one day, readying yourself to kiss your darling mother on the cheek, and as you lean in, she turns around with skin half hanging off and takes a bite out of your idiotic brain. You should have been prepared.
Hello and welcome. My name is Ryan Clover and I'm joined with Samuel Bain. On our show tonight, we are going to answer a widely asked question. How do you defend yourself in the chance of a zombie apocalypse?
That is a good question. But let me ask you this one first. Ryan, what are the chances of a zombie apocalypse actually happening in today's society? And what would be the most likely cause?
Well, Sam, research has shown that within the polar ice caps, there are hundreds of dormant pathogens that could be brought back into life if the warming turn will melt the polar ice caps. This releases its potential zombie-causing infestation, and I think this is our most biggest threat. Furthermore, we have leaders promoting the consumption of radical substances. For example, Donald Trump earlier promoted the consumption of bleach to cure COVID-19. The bleach could have underlying side effects within the human genome that we don't know of yet. Also, vaping. I've little known about the effect of vaping on the human DNA. Anything is possible. So, Sam, you have quite a reputation around here for your efforts against zombies. I hear they call you Sidearm Sam.
Indeed, it appears that me and my trusty cult have been gaining a bit of attention. Being the survivalist that I am, I always make sure to have at least one sidearm and one firearm on me at all times. Just now, I've got two Desert Eagles and a tranquilizer gun loaded with enough serum to put a horse under. What really put me on the map, though, was when I was arrested by some lousy police officer who didn't like my carrying of a broadsword into the local mall. So, Renegade Ryan, what precautions have you taken to protect yourself against the inevitable zombie apocalypse?
Well, I've taken every precaution I can. After extensive research, it has been proven that the best way to kill a zombie is by destroying its brain or immobilizing it. There, my ideal choice is to use a large blunt object as a battering device to squash its head. With this in mind, I make sure I carry my trusty baseball bat, Benny the Bat, which is made from 120% pure steel. This tool is not deemed as a weapon in public, so it can be carried around without causing distress. A pocket knife is another good alternative. This is able to take the head off of a zombie in close combat and is able to protect you in a risky situation when scavenging. I am in the process of learning about explosives too, as I believe by blowing up a zombie, this is the best way to immobilize it completely. Would you agree with me, Sam?
I mean, I have never blown up a zombie myself. However, if you watch any of those Hollywood documentaries like World War Z and The Walking Dead, I do believe that there are many instances in which our fellow survivors do find ways to put them into states of immobilization. My favorite instance was when the chick from Planet Terror, that Planet Terror documentary, she attached a grenade launcher to her amputated leg and used it to fight off the hordes. Despite this, though, I do believe that the most effective way of defeating masses of zombies would be to unleash some sort of deadly virus on them. Ebola, cholera, COVID-19, any of them would do. Well, that's all I got to say about that. Back to you, Ryan.
For our listeners who have made it this far, we commend you on your determination to survive alongside us. What you can do now is make a plan. In this plan, you need to ensure you have a secure compound that is impenetrable to zombie life. Make sure you have a good stock of food and also a means of growing your own food supply. Ensure you have a good arsenal of weapons for close combat and long distance. Ensure that weapons have the required measures, for example, ammunition. Maintain a good supply of fuel for vehicles and batteries for torches. Get a generator. We are most at risk during the dark hours. Lights are an important safety measure for us to keep our compound zombie free. Might I suggest a laboratory for any medical experiments for cures? Above all, make sure your freezer is filled to the brim with Cornettos. Be safe, live free, and may we see the future as